Have you ever wondered why you're attracted to the baby? It doesn't matter the race, the religion, the creed, the color. None of those things matter. If a mother or father standing in front of you in the shopping line, you've got the strongest urge to reach out and touch that baby. Sometimes you'll want to hold it and just kiss it. You will. Sometimes you cannot contain yourself, even though you don't know the people. You'll look hesitantly at the parent just so you can touch the little baby's hand and let it hold your little finger. Why do you think that is? Why do you think there's such a strong magnetic pull? Think about it. It was Kipling said that I love those little people, and it is no small thing when they who are so fresh from God love me. You see, we are created in a magnificent vibration, in an absolutely magnificent vibration. Born risk takers. Free. That conditioning takes place after birth. You can change it. Takes guts. Takes goals. Now, do you know something? You're sitting there watching this, and you're thinking, by God, I'm going to change something. I had a man telling me to see here today at one of the breaks. He said, I'm getting so excited, I can hardly contain myself. He said, I just feel so happy. I said, you want to know something? You keep watching this, and you keep watching this, and you'll get happier and happier, and you're going to get to the point where you think, oh, I couldn't get any happier, and then you'll get happier. That's exactly the way it works. Abundance is our birthright. Now, if you're going to change, you know there's only one time to do it? Right now. Right now. Right now. You see, Al Spazzeri made a decision. Regardless of the fear, regardless of the doubt, regardless of the flack from his buddies at work, he made a decision. And he made the decision on page 50 at the top of the page that Gerda was talking about. He said, are you in earnest? Then seize this very minute what you can do or even dream you can do and begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Only engage and the mind will grow heated. Begin and the work will be completed. Emerson said, do the thing and you'll get the energy to do the thing. You can go busting through this, and I'm going to tell you with this understanding that you've got, then that you're heightening, that you're developing higher and higher and higher again, you can turn it into an awareness and enthusiasm. It does not have to be a terror barrier. It can just excite the daylights out of you. In our company, we have a plan. We have a plan. And it's a big one. This seminar that you're sitting in is going to be marketed throughout the United States, throughout New Zealand, throughout Australia, throughout England. Do you know that in the next, I'll say 14 months, taking into consideration the post-production of this particular seminar, we will have 750 people. That's 6,750 people selling this throughout North America alone. We have added approximately 70 people in Canada since March. Good people, really good people. That's our idea. Does it scare us? Yeah, sometimes. Do we doubt? Yeah, sometimes. We experience some anxiety? Yep, sometimes. Some more than others. But that wouldn't stop us. Because we understand. If we advance confidently in the direction of our dreams and endeavor to live the life we've imagined, we're going to meet success unexpected in common hours. Now you've got to make a commitment. We made a commitment. It's not an accident we attracted all these people. It's not an accident we're doing what we're doing. It's not an accident this program is going to be in millions of hands very, very shortly. This particular program on video is going to be one of the most professional productions that is on the market today. The seminar already is. There's nothing that will equal a seminar, not in the market today. We've had doctors, we've had lawyers, psychiatrists, some of the most senior executives in some of the largest companies in the world tell us there's nothing will equal this. And I know why. I know why. Because we're giving an understanding to a person of who they really are. We're not just giving them some technique that's intellectual or physical or academic. Power's within you.